you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Tonight on Nightly Pop.
You trust me?
Yes.
You trust me? I need you to say out loud that I'm not responsible for any damages that happen to your body.
Michael B. Jordan has never claimed a woman. He's posting Lori. Future never claimed a woman. He posted Lori.
Lori Harvey's kind of really done well.
Blue Ivy is proving she's inherited the family talent gene.
When you dance that hard, you have to take a hard pause every 45 seconds.
The hot wax, I mean, we definitely, Trent and I, have never thought of that idea.
Did I just blow it everywhere?
This intimacy coach sucks.
Slide into bed with us starting right now. Welcome to Nightly Pop, your life coaches on sex, wax, and bachelor fails. Hi, guys.
Woo!
Exciting.
Hey,
it's Monday. We're happy to be together.
Yes.
How was your weekend?
Are we asking this
Tell me everything.
Still, we are in a pandemic in Los Angeles. It's the same as it was 3 months ago.
I disagree. I think every time I see you guys, it's a little glow in my heart. Makes me feel good.
That doesn't answer the question on how was your weekend?
Well, I wrote about you guys in my gratitude journal.
Was your weekend
like I
good?
Said to you, I wrote about you. I'm very thankful for you.
You wrote about us in your diary?
It's a gratitude journal.
It's a diary, baby.
It's a gratitude journal in which I write my feelings every day.
All right, let's get started. Tonight's episode of The Bachelor isn't all roses and sloppy makeouts. Matt tried showing off on his first one-on-one date, and it went really well.
This is going to be my chance to connect with Matt, so I really have to make it count.
Can I get on there?
All right.
Woo!
You trust me?
Yes.
You sure?
I'm sure.
I'm ready.
That was gonna happen.
He knew it was gonna happen.
I'm so not down with this.
That he was like, "You trust me? I need you to say out loud that I'm not responsible for any damages that happen to your body."
I could just tell. I feel like he's done this a little bit, but not enough to be that skilled.
You
know, trying to do the donuts in the mud, like. I don't think he's that, like, he's not, that's not his thing. That's not, he's trying to appear to be that guy, but that's not really who he is, so.
If you guys were on a date with somebody, Hunter, if you were behind a girl on an ATV because you were too scared to drive and she flung you off the ATV accidentally, are you going on a second date?
Yeah, I would be, I'd actually think that's super cute. If she was able to fling me off the ATV, I mean, she's nuts. And you guys know that that's my type.
Yeah, that's your type.
This next topic, I don't even know if this is triggering for you, Nina, still. I don't know if we've moved on from him.
I've moved on from him,
Michael
so
B. Jordan. It's done, right? Okay, we're over it. Okay, so Michael B. Jordan and Lori Harvey, if anyone is giving either of them they can just shut the up right now. They are now IG official, and of course, some people are not into this. Of course, there's always going to be haters. Why do we think people are hating on them?
Well, you know, I don't think people are hating on them. I've seen people hate on Lori. Saying that she is passed around, she's for the streets, like really talking about her dating history. She's 24 years old. So yeah, of course she has exes, like big deal. This is the thing. She has a famous father-in-law or stepfather, I should say, Steve Harvey. She's grown up in the music industry, I mean, in the entertainment industry. So it's almost like being in like a fraternity or sorority. We all have a bunch of exes, especially from our 20s, like big deal.
Yeah.
Especially when they're all friends and all know each other. And also, if this was a man, no one would say anything about it. Like, they're allowed to date as many people as they would like to.
All of Brad Pitt's girlfriends have been actresses. Gwyneth Paltrow, Jennifer Aniston, Angelina Jolie, Robin Givens. He's only dated actresses. And nobody's like, he's passed around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and in fact, Lori Harvey's kind of really done well. She didn't get pregnant by Future. That's great. That's awesome.
She escaped without having his baby. Nobody's been able to do that.
No, Future.
Nobody.
Future's got super sperm. Those things are just like covert operations.
I don't even want to be in the same room with that man. It might be airborne at this point. You know, that sperm might be airborne, bitch.
Sex and the City fans lost their minds over the weekend when Sarah Jessica Parker announced the show was coming back to HBO Max. Something tells me I'm the most excited about this. All the ladies will be back except for Kim Cattrall. SJP replied to comments saying she'll miss Samantha, and without moments like this, so will we.
So get over here, you cutie, you.
You know, before we go any further, I got to warn you about something.
Warn me about what?
I'm very well endowed.
Ding, 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 jackpot.
No. I'm serious. It's huge. I mean, most women, they just can't handle it.
I'm not most women. So unzip and get over here.
Samantha suddenly understood what made Mr. Cocky so cocky.
Okay. That's it.
Easy.
Here we go.
Here we go?
Yeah.
You mean we're not there yet?
No.
Okay, stop. Whoa, boy, whoa. Can we just be friends?
And I miss this show?
Sex in the City is very iconic.
Damn.
Samantha was my favorite as an adult when I went back and rewatched it. I don't really know where this show goes, one, without her, because whenever you get used to, like, a group of people together, like, you see how people react when we have somebody sub in. People are vicious. They're like, we don't want anybody else. We want y'all. I don't know how we'd be without her on the show. She was really kind of the heart of the show, in my opinion. And with her gone, and also, the show is about single women and dating in New York and all of the crazy things you go through. I don't really want to watch a show about these women married with their kids.
Navigating friendships.
I don't care. I don't care about them booed up.
The show already exists. It's called Real
Housewives.
In their
50s.
That's exactly what the show is.
It's a good point.
It's just sometimes you gotta leave iconic alone.
Yeah. Are you gonna watch?
I agree. And you know what? She's famously, Sarah Jessica Parker, when the series first ended, Hunter, I'll give you a little bit of a lesson, but she said it was obviously nobody wanted it to end. And she said, you never want to be the last to leave a party. And I thought that was such a good quote.
It was a good quote.
Because they ended on top. I mean, and the show's going to be called like, And Just Like That. I also just feel like to try to rebrand it when everyone's just going to call it Sex in the City to not have one of your most iconic characters. Right. I also, the only way that I would be okay with it is if they were going to bring it back and it is about them navigating their friendships in their 50s, then you need to be straight up and say, we are no longer friends with Samantha. We had a falling out with her because of X, Y, and Z, and our lives have gone in different directions.
Because what are they going to say?
You can't just pretend she's gone.
LA, like, or out of the country.
Yeah, no, I'm not into that.
Maybe they'll have a good storyline. It could be interesting.
I mean, they could think of anything. They might kill her off. We don't know.
Blue Ivy is proving she's inherited the family talent gene. Grandma Tina, I love Tina Knowles, posted this video of Blue Ivy dancing, saying Blue's got Solange vibes when she dances. Mm.
She takes a pause and starts again.
When you dance that hard, you have to take a hard pause every 45 seconds, get your breath, and then you start up again.
Right. That was...
She is the cutest thing.
She's super cute. She was very into it. Very focused.
So into it.
I love little kids in general, how they just dance freely. Like, there's just like a freedom about it. Because I think when you're an adult and you know you don't know how to dance, like, you're more self-conscious about that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Kids are just so free with their movements in general.
You just got to get hammered. And then you can dance like a kid again.
Well, when you get hammered, you think you're doing
something.
I
want to do that.
You know, when you're drunk, you think you know how to dance.
Yeah. Morgan's going to, post-baby, going to be hammered dancing all the time.
Let me tell you something. This mother... vaccine come, y'all gonna see me dancing all around this bitch on the roof.
Oh my God.
Hopping on, doing a backflip. I do not care, honey. I will be dancing like this every day, and I'll be drunk.
We deserve it. Okay, we have to take a break, but when we come back, 2021 already has a huge TikTok glow up. Plus, A former bachelorette has a dancing disaster.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Times. We're less than 2 weeks into the new year, and there's already a viral challenge blowing up from TikTok. It's called the Buss It Challenge, and you go from make under to glow up when the beat of the music drops. Good for her.
Wow.
My glow up has been steadily for 6 years that she did in 5 minutes.
I have to tell you guys, this is my favorite challenge right now. I literally went down the wormhole last night and probably watched like an hour and a half worth of all the busted videos. So many women are doing it. It really kind of started as a trend for Black women to really just celebrate themselves. And then a lot of people started to hop on the trend, but these women are killing it. If my knees were better, I would be joining y'all, but you know, I'm gonna just...
Oh.
When y'all got one from that's more at the top, this is really for the booties. This is really the
right.
Like, you know, move that butt.
Right.
Join.
Let's do a bust
I can
it
get
up
down.
Yeah. Like they are killing it. The women look so good. All you know, it's just women have really been celebrating each other with this. They've been doing the damn thing and really showing how you know you can be at home with your hair wrapped up and then really you know show the change. So they're getting it.
That whatever her hips are doing is crazy.
Yeah, it's called moving them.
You're happy about it.
I've never seen that before.
Yeah. It's easy to get down. It's the getting back up part. Yeah, like how, like I would be stuck there. I would have had a Charlie horse for 2 hours.
This is my favorite one. This girl right here, she killed it. Her shirt went up, but.
Oh, my. Oh, her shirt did go up.
Oh.
This is a good one,
wow.
too. They're all so good, you guys. Like, everybody kills it. It's kind of like a women's empowerment challenge. I love it.
There's also men empowerment. I feel
empowered watching
this. This
is what I'm
going to
do after the show.
Yeah, I'm doing one, like, a really low-budget version, I think, on my Instagram, but it's not going to be anything like this.
Then I think you should. I think you should.
You know, it's going to be tame.
Give it a go.
I'm not going to be able to get back up. That's the problem. I'm going to need you on the side to just help me get back up.
Done.
Okay,
I'll set
never mind.
The camera.
Oh, he'll be there.
Let me know what you're doing. I'll be on the side, I'll be on the floor, I'll be wherever you want.
Never mind.
Former bachelorette Claire Crawley showed off her and Dale's latest moves. And let's just say, you guys, doesn't look like they're going to be joining Dancing with the Stars anytime soon.
She hit her head hard.
That ceiling did not give at all.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. Is he missing? Claire's concussed.
He's like 7 feet tall.
Yeah. He had to be careful. His hands were going to hit the ceiling. That's how tall he was.
How did they not realize that this wasn't going to work? Where was she supposed to go?
Yeah, they got low ceilings in there. Yeah.
I also like how she's on the ground, definitely concussed. Like, you know, everything's a little stars and bubbles and everything. And then he's just sitting there with like
holding
one hand down being like, are you going to do this again? We f***ed up the first one. Let's go.
That was kind of weird that she was laying there and he was just kind of looking at her like... She was holding him up.
I mean,
it's one of those moments you get down.
Do we have high hopes for them?
You like hug. You be like, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. You okay? Blah blah blah. You know, like, you don't.
Yeah, I think you should have been holding her a little more. Do I have high hopes for them? I do not think this is a forever relationship. No, I do not.
Yeah.
I think if the world opens up again, I think we'll see a different outcome of this relationship unless they get married before then.
I don't think this is a fall 2021 relationship. Mm-hmm. I think you're gonna get one summer out of them. And then they're both going to be out during the summer. They're going to see all the options out there now that they've got a little bit of fame.
I mean, he will.
Well, she said it, and she's not wrong.
Not that she's unattractive,
and
but,
agreed.
You know.
But he's
a hot commodity.
He's going to have a good time.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, but after seeing, like, his videos with her are so dorky. Like, he's one of those dudes where, like, he's so handsome that if he just was quiet, he would be so much more attractive.
He's really not quiet. I think he kind of adapts to her corny. He's not corny when he's by himself. It's just when he's with her, because she's got that mom humor. She's not a mom or anything, but she's, you know, she's a little corny.
She's got mom humor.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I wonder if his
You know who's not
like
going to have mom humor?
Who are you?
Me. Nope. I'm going to be like extra nasty after. All right, TLC, Seven Little Johnstons are back for another new episode tomorrow. After 20 years of marriage and five kids, Trent and Amber are looking for ways to spice up their relationship.
The hot wax. I mean, we definitely, Trent and I, have never thought of that idea. It's something new, which is why we signed up for this class, is to learn something new, try new things, bring our romance to a new level.
It's gonna be fairly warm. And that's high right there.
High?
Is it hot?
It's warm.
It's warm.
You need to do it high, do it high. Because
it has a time to cool in the fall.
Yeah, there you go.
Did I just blow it everywhere?
Yes, just.
All over you. Was that me?
Yes.
Does this look fun to you guys? Are you into the hot wax?
Of course, hot wax
with the dropper.
A dropper.
Yeah.
Just take the whole candle and pour it.
Take the whole candle, pour it on the low back.
It's fine. You'll be fine. It's not going to burn you. You'll be fine. Like, who has the time to go get a dropper and strategically drop it high? Like, this intimacy coach sucks.
We've all done the wax thing, right?
Yeah.
Morgan, you've done the wax thing?
No, I've actually really never done the waxing, but I will tell you, I had a candle burning for a while at one point, and I did blow it out and then pick it up and move it, and all the hot wax spilled on my hand, and it was like a third degree burn. So, like, does it not burn you? Because I had a bad experience. So
There's different types of wax for one. Like, you could get the harder the candle, the harder the wax, the higher the melting point, and so that could really burn you. But, like, if you want to have sex with candle wax, they say coconut wax is really good because then you can even rub it into the skin.
There's also the wax that you can put on your skin. I think it's the soy wax where it can be also like a lotion.
Mm-hmm.
So once it gets warmed up, it's meant to put on skin.
Do you not think that it's weird that we have so much in common and yet we've never given it a go?
I have to say, Nina, I back you usually, but you guys know a lot more about candles. I guess I'm not doing things right. Clearly, I'm just a lame.
We know the same things because we're adults.
All right, we have to take another break, but when we come back, we have the ultimate coworker paternity test. Plus, exes get revenge on each other with bleach and half a Snickers bar. So, Judgy is next. Loads of cases stacked up at the law offices of Stuart, Parker, and March.
Oh, I love the name.
It's fine. We're all first in our eyes. So we're helping the court of public opinion reach some swift verdicts. It is time for
So
Judgy. Honesty is important in any relationship. And over on divorce court, Jessica told her partner, John, that she was a model. She just did not explain which type.
I didn't find out about it until 2 years into our relationship.
You didn't tell him?
No, Your Honor, I did not, because I did not know if our relationship was going to be an actual relationship or if we were just going to be friends.
How did you find out?
All right, Your Honor, so I am just going about my daily business one day, and I get a text message from my buddy, and he's like, yo, what does Jess do for work? And I'm like, she's a model, you know? He's like, because I'm on this website and she is naked on it. So I hit a U-turn. His house was right around the block. I rush in and boom, there she is for the world to see on camera. I grab the keyboard and I'm like, Jess, what the heck is going on?
Where the heck do we begin?
First, the pink suit that he has on is questionable. I really don't understand. That's not something you wear to court. But okay, let's forget about
that.
He looks like he's selling coke in Miami.
I don't even know if he would make it to Miami, but some small place in Tennessee. She's suing him for $250. Like, if he don't give her that change and keep it moving.
That's enough money to not show up on that show be in that situation.
Yeah. She's suing him for the ring light he took from her.
Did you see her setup?
Her setup looked like it had no lights.
Yeah.
It looked like it was lit by a
small TV. She spent maybe $20 on the ring light. Look at that ring light.
Okay, so we all try to get along with everyone we work with, right? Well, this paternity court case shows that some people might get along too well.
The two guys she cheated on me with, those was the guys that we worked together with.
Oh, so all of you all co-workers?
Yes, we all was co-workers.
Oh.
Your Honor, I only cheated on him once.
I didn't.
And that's with the person that was at work. But I did have sex with two with one other person that was there at the job. And that was the person that came to the house. The other person that I didn't have oral sex or
this
sex.
Is a mess. This is a mess.
Yeah.
How many people are you gonna sleep with at the same job? When are you working?
Clearly, she's working on something else.
Yes.
The father is asking for a DNA test, but the mother is saying she's certain he is the father of the baby, even though she's been sleeping, obviously, with a lot of other people on the job. What do we think? Whose side are we on? Is he the baby daddy or what?
Who the f*** knows? Is he the baby daddy or not?
I think asked for like a paternity test is like a pretty abrasive, like non-trustworthy thing, obviously. But I feel like if there's any question, get the paternity test. If you don't want to get it, that's sketchy as f***.
Yeah, I mean, you got to get it. It doesn't look like they're going to be together. So get the paternity test so you can either move on or figure this f*** out.
Oh, it's going to be awkward on Monday, am I right?
All of the trash in Trashville, boy. I tell you, this is a mess.
And last, we have a bitter ex dispute on Judge Mathis. These two exes are suing each other for $5,000. Let's find out why.
What else has he done regarding your claim today?
He has put a Snicker and sugar in my gas tank. I was only in her house for probably an hour. When I came outside, my car was on fire.
Wow. Why do you think he did all this? What
because
did he say?
When he put the sugar in a tank, he said, why would I do that? If I was going to do something to your car, I'd set it on fire.
I didn't burn your car. I didn't touch this lady car. Your Honor, I'm going to tell you why I put the half a Snicker in her tank. This lady sat there and bleached all my clothes. This all my stuff, she bleached.
Well, you did this. You did this.
Kind of fashionable.
Yeah, she made his clothing kind of hip. And then he put a
tie-dye is in.
And also,
tie-dye is very
in. You know how she gets without a Snickers?
All right. So which angry... It's every time. It's so weird. It's like you think you avoid those pitfalls of sarcasm, but then you're like, I'm in it. Sliding down
it. I'm just confused on what... I mean, maybe the car is worth $5,000. His clothes aren't worth $5,000. I'll tell you that right now. I don't know what to say.
All right, so we're not on anyone's side. They both get it. We don't care.
Split it down the middle. They'll get $2,500.
Yeah, $2,500 each.
I'm kidding.
All right. The law office of Stuart Parker and March is all out of cases, but we are back tomorrow. I know it's devastating. So set your DVR so you never miss a second of Nightly Pop. We're so much fun. Bye.
Love the show. That was a good episode, you guys. Happy Monday.